They don't know what's left. Imagine being a mom or dad, wondering where your child is. Imagine being a husband or wife, a mother or father. It's really tough stuff. FEMA also authorized one-time payments of $700 per household to folks who've been displaced so they can do the immediate things of just taking care of medications and prescriptions that they so badly need.
Do you regret not sounding the sirens?
I do not. And the reason why...
So many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape. Had a siren gone off, they would have known that there was a crisis emerging. And as we know, so many bodies were found in the ground.
Do you want him to give you the answer? Let him finish his answer.
Sorry, there's a lot of people...
Well, you're talking and you're not letting him talk. If you want to talk, come up here.
I'm ready for the answer.
Then wait.
The sirens, as I had mentioned earlier, is used primarily for tsunamis, and that's the reason why.
People eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, oh, this steak is just too juicy, I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, we have this intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. We are back. Welcome back to another episode. Let's see here. I don't really have much to talk about, but there's shit to talk about, if that makes any fucking sense. First of all, thoughts and prayers to the people out in, Hawaii. I believe the island of Lanai, however you pronounce it. Thoughts and prayers to everybody out there that's affected by the fires that are going on out there. They'll be glad to know that they will be receiving $700 from the big guy. Obviously we can only send them $700 because we need to send the Nazis in the Ukraine billions of dollars. We need them to fight our proxy war for us. We don't really need the people in Hawaii for anything. We need to get fucking rid of them is what we need to do. What we need to do is make sure the electricity goes out for the children that go to school, have the children stay home or with the grandparent while the parents go out to work. And then what we need to do is we need to, however they set it on fire, set the shit on fire. I do not believe for one second it was just some fucking random fire. This shit was fucking planned. I'm not on board with the whole Jewish space lasers thing. Jewish space lasers. It sounds cool. Space laser sounds cool. Could it be done? Fucking possible. Who fucking knows? But you don't need a fucking space laser when all you need is a fucking some gasoline in a lighter or a match to set some shit on fire. It is suspicious that all the elites that have property out on that island, somehow their property wasn't affected at all. So, you know, Oprah's good to go. Will Smith is good to go. Bill Gates is good to go. The usual suspects, they're all good to fucking go. But again, we need to make sure the electricity goes out, so kids can't go to school. Kids have to stay home while the parents go to work. And then we need them little motherfuckers to burn to ashes. So that way the land can't get passed down to anybody. And then you're going to have your companies like BlackRock, you know, your Larry Finks of the world, your all the usual players again, your Vanguards. You'll have them come in and buy up all that fucking property for next to fucking nothing. And so it goes, as it's been told. This shit is nothing fucking new. We've seen this shit with Black Wall Street in Tulsa. We've seen this shit with Dodger Stadium. We've seen this shit with the Brooklyn Nets Stadium. The same shit. Remember, they got Jay-Z bitch ass behind it. And, you know, whether he knew what was going on or not, he was more than likely read in. But, you know, they started gentrifying that area of Brooklyn. This shit is fucking nothing new. If the government wants your shit, if they want your shit, they will go in and take your shit. They'll ask nicely. They'll try to get you paid. You know, they'll apparently, the residents there say people have been trying to buy that land, you know, and they've been holding out. They've been saying no, because that's their fucking land. And, you know, so they'll, you know, the government will play nice at first. You know, they'll try to offer you a little bit of cash for it. But they don't fucking take no. They don't take no. These are bloodthirsty fucking tyrants, you know, who is essentially a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, they have to try to play nice. You know, they have to. And they're really hoping that you don't go along with it so they can get their fucking blood fix out the way. So again, rest in peace to all the people that have lost loved ones, who lost property. It is fucking strange that, again, electricity goes out, kids have to stay home, they can't go to school, and then, you know, the next thing you know, their shit is burnt, and they're saying, or they're fearing at least, that majority of the deaths are going to be young children, which, if you know anything about these motherfuckers, is they do not mind sacrificing children, like, at all. Again, I think that is what they like. That is like the ultimate sacrifice. This is why, you know, a lot of these people fuck children. It is like a Faustian bargain, if you will. It's the ultimate. You dehumanize a pure soul, and then you absorb that evil energy, and yeah, man, it's fucking crazy. And maybe what's even crazier is I'm not going to call this motherfucker a doctor, even though he technically is. I'm just going to refer to him as Miles, and that's with the little M. I do not respect these motherfuckers, so I will not give these motherfuckers any sort of respect. So Miles Stone, everything lowercase, he had a book published. Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. Book of Fires. I want to say like 48 hours after the motherfucking the fire started out there. It's, bro, how fucking crazy is that? Think about it. Miles Stone writes a book about the fucking Maui fires. Hopefully the audio isn't messed up. I had to pause a little bit there. I don't know what the fuck is going on outside my window. They're blowing, I don't know, it's pissing me off. But anyways, Miles Stone writes a book called Fire and Fury. Came out August 10th, 2023, the fires started out there in Hawaii or Maui. You get the point. The fire started August 8th. The book is published August 10th. And it says in its description, the book chronicles the events of August 8th through 11th, when a massive fire swept across the island of Maui, fueled by drought, heat, and hurricane winds. It was published on Amazon August 10th, 2023. It says it chronicles the events of August 8th through August the 11th, 2023. How, Sway? How? Does it know the fucking future of what's going on? Does Milestone, everything lowercase, does he know the fucking future? How can he detail something on the 11th if the book was published on the 10th? What information is he getting, and how is he able to cooperate? We would have to assume that did he write it all August 10th? Or was he like, how? You can't make that fucking make sense. And it's like, to me, it's like they're not even hiding this shit anymore. Sam Tripoli, a big shout out to him. One day I'm gonna be on this fucking show. But anyways, he always talks about us being in a demoralization period, where they're just trying to fucking demoralize us, to where, you know, you demoralize to where people just throw their hands up, give up, and bow down to the powers that be, or the powers that think there be, because God is the power that is. And God, Allah, whatever you want to refer to him as, Jah, there is a God. But anyways, that's besides the point. I'll get into that a little bit later on. You cannot make that make sense. And I think Sam Tripoli is right, where they're just trying to fucking demoralize the fuck out of us. You can really make an argument, you know, obviously I wasn't alive for it, but ever since after the JFK assassination, where they publicly fired him, you know what I mean? He wasn't playing ball. You know, it's the same fucking thing. Just like with the people out in Maui, you know, they were offering him money. And this, when I'm saying them, this is playing into JFK and the Maui, you know, they were offering him stuff. They were offering them stuff. They didn't play ball. And one got publicly fired in JFK. That was a public firing. And a message, all at the same time. And then, you know, they start a fucking fire that's what these motherfuckers will do. But then it's like, all right, to the demoralization. Yeah, hey, let's fucking put a book out, talking about the Maui fires, and we can't make it make sense how you're going to be able to tell between August 8th through August the 11th, but it was published on August 10th. You're not gonna be, you can't make that make sense. You can't make it make sense that the fucking electricity goes out in the schools. Or maybe you can, you know what I mean? But doubt it. And then you can't make it fucking make sense that Joe Biden's bitch ass and that whole fucking, I swear to God, like, this is just me, but I honestly do think that that election was rigged. And that's a big admit for me, because I honestly don't think that any election is, you know, I don't think our vote goes towards anything in the election. But, bro, this motherfucker, you know, again, where do you fucking start with this motherfucker? The suppression of the fucking Hunter Biden laptop. Let me get back to Milestone, everything lowercase. Milestone, fucking, he's the same dude that wrote a book on fucking Hunter Biden pretty much saying that, you know, Hunter was a brave person for fighting demons. It's the same motherfucker. The book was called The Life Story of Hunter Biden, the president's son. And again, it's written by the same guy, Milestone, everything lowercase. And he paints this dude in like, well, you know, just like what they want everybody to do is the victim, you know, the victim. He paints this dude as a victim. And this book, when did this book come out? So this motherfucker is just one busy motherfucker, because this book came out June 21st, 2023. Surprisingly, not too long after, you know, they were starting to bring forth the indictments against Hunter Biden, albeit fucking all slaps on the fucking wrist. But does anybody, again, does anybody else see that as a little bit of strange? Like, one of my, I was going to say one of my favorite quotes. It's not one of my favorite quotes, but it is a quote that I often think of. And it's from fucking Batman, The Dark Knight Returns, when Commissioner Jim Gordon says to who ends up being Robin, I forgot his name in the, but it's Robin, when he is like, you're a detective, son, you're not allowed to believe in coincidences anymore. Like, that's exactly how a police detective would, like, coming out of the movie from fucking Hollywood, you know, Hollyweird and shit, but in real life, that's exactly how a detective would follow the fucking clues. He would follow all the coincidences, or he wouldn't even think of them as a fucking coincidence. It would just be a fucking, you know, a breadcrumb, a clue. But mainstream media will have you believe that you are fucking batshit crazy for linking any sort of fucking coincidence together. You're nuts if you believe that shit. But yeah, it's I can't say it enough, you know. Obviously, thoughts and prayers go out to everybody who was affected by the Maui fires. You know, and rest in peace to all the victims that have been found and that haven't been found. Yeah, apparently there's only like 100. It's so fucking weird. This is another thing. The media did the same shit with COVID when they were doing the death count on TV. Now they're doing the death count with the people in fires. And it is something about that death count, again, part of the demoralization. Like, that shit is so fucking demoralizing. And then they're just, it makes these people a fucking number versus making them a human. You know, it's I don't know how to explain it, but it would be, it would be better if they were maybe saying the names as they were, you know what I mean? But even still, like, I don't understand how there's a death count on national TV, the same way there was for COVID. And it's like these motherfuckers are proud of it. Like, these motherfuckers are so happy another motherfucker died that they can add one more to the total. You know, they would never want to subtract. They would always want to add. And I guarantee you that they know more people are dead, but they just want to run this death toll, this death number shit up. So they're going to keep adding one number at a time, one number at a fucking time. And again, me personally, again, I'm a fucking retard. I don't know shit. I'm an idiot. I've been an idiot my whole fucking life. To me, it just seems like another motherfucking land grab. They wanted the fucking land. They got the fucking land. I was watching this fucking video of this dude has a fucking funky ass name. S. Matthew Lau. Everything lowercase for me again. Just for having an S dot, it means you're a fucking faggot anyways. But anyways, I was watching this dude, and apparently this video had came out in 2016 at the World Science Festival, whatever that is. Fuck all the, like, fuck these people. You know, these are the same people that probably work with Fauci, work with the WEF, who want to get rid of humanity, because they think they know better than us. But this motherfucker is calling for... I'll add the video in or the audio in here or something. But yeah, he's talking about a fucking a Lone Star tick that will bite you to make you allergic to meat. Because this motherfucker's claim is that we all know meat is bad for you, which is the craziest shit. Again, they want you to be frail and weak. How the fuck is meat bad for you? We've been eating meat since the dawn of fucking time. The dawn of fucking time. Never does this motherfucker talk about sugar being bad for you, gluten's being bad for you, the seed oils being bad for you, all this shit that they put in your fucking, all these weird ass ingredients that most Americans fucking buy, because they think going out and buying red meat is too fucking expensive. It's not that fucking hard, people. Quick meal plan for you if you ever just want to try eating a carnivore diet. And it's not really even a diet to me at this point. Like, my body is so accustomed to eating this shit, I crave this fucking shit. Like, I crave this shit. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. But a lot of these motherfuckers, a lot of y'all don't even know that your gut microbiome can hijack your brain. And it'll break down these like chemicals in your gut. And it can lead you to false hungerness, and it can lead you into wanting and craving that sugar, this shit that they put in the fucking food, because again, they study what makes food more addictive. So all this processed shit that all y'all motherfuckers are eating is fucking crazy. Quick meal plan. It's not that fucking hard. Go out to your local Tom Thumb, Albertson, Kroger. Buy you a big ass pack of 80-20 red 80-20 ground beef. Buy you whatever you can afford of that. Buy as much of it as you can, so that way you'll always have it. And look, check this shit out. Then you go to one of those local grocery stores. I found the most at Whole Foods, but you can go get some fucking raw cheese, Parmigiano Reggiano. And you know what you could do with that beef? You could squash the beef down and you can make your own burger. Just don't eat the fucking bread. And you can make as big of a burger as you want, because you're in control of the fucking meat. You're in control of what you're putting on it. And then as you're cooking that burger, just throw on the fucking raw cheese on top. And then if you have some organic raw honey, you could put some organic raw honey over it. And there you fucking go. That's a whole fucking meal. You know, obviously buy you some fucking fruits. Like, that sugar is good for you. That sugar that we can digest. That's natural. Your body knows what to do with that shit. Your body doesn't know what the fuck to do with this fucking powdered sugar that they're putting in everything. There is fucking sugar in everything except Whole Foods. And not the grocery store, but little Whole Foods. All you got to do is eat some ground beef or some fucking steak. Get you some fucking raw milk from your local farmer's market. It's like, this shit is really not that hard. And if you can't get raw milk, try to get kefir, which is a probiotic, or try to get like A2 casting milk, which is or low temp pasteurized milk. You don't want that high pasteurized shit, because again, when that shit gets overheated, that's how motherfuckers aren't able to process it. That shit does something to the protein. Whenever it's high pasteurized milk, it does something to the protein that makes it foreign to the fucking body. So if you can't find raw milk, go get you some low temp pasteurized milk. So that way it's still an A2 casting protein milk. And eat you some fucking fruit, eat you some watermelon, eat you pineapples, eat you apples. Like, take that fiber and sugar from there. Get it from the raw honey. Get it from the fucking maple syrup. Get it from natural fucking shit. It's not that fucking hard. It's, god damn, like, this shit. But anyways, this fucking faggot, S. Matthew Lau, everything lowercase, he's talking about possibly putting in a fucking tick to make you allergic to meat because meat is bad for you. But according to him, people have a weak will. Like, if y'all watch the video of this motherfucker suit is too big for him. A victim. You could probably punch this dude to death. I'm not advocating for it, but you probably could. Like, this motherfucker looks so weak, and he's like, I'm a state guy too. No, the fuck you're not, bro. No, the fuck you're not. Oh, and another tip, don't cook in fucking seed oils. Go get you some ghee butter or some beef tallow. Like, this shit is not fucking, it's honestly not that fucking hard. Raw cheese tastes fucking amazing. Raw milk tastes fucking amazing. Eating steak and eating ground beef tastes fucking amazing. And then you combine that together and you put some motherfucking organic raw honey or some organic 100% pure maple syrup. Oh my fucking God. And then you can go get you some bone marrow from fucking Whole Foods. And I can hear it now. Oh, it'll be too expensive. It's not too fucking expensive. You may have to go to a few different grocery stores here and there, but don't buy no fucking processed shit. The only thing you need to go in the aisle for is the organic raw honey, unless you go get that at your local farmer's market. Not hard to find a fucking farmer's market. You can easily Google one, and I can guarantee you can find you one. And yeah, you may have to go to a fucking couple grocery stores because the meat may be too expensive at Whole Foods, but it's not going to be too expensive at fucking Kroger, Tom Thumb, Albertsons, whatever the fuck you have, a Central Market, you know what I mean? And yeah, get you some Parmesan or Reggiano cheese. It's not too tough, ladies and gentlemen. But what they're going to have people do is, because none of these motherfuckers, nobody's going to go do that shit unless you really want to. I could preach it all fucking day, but nobody's going to really, again, because your gut microbiome has been fucking hijacked from all the processed shit that you're putting in your fucking body that you won't. He is right. S. Matthew Lau is right. Everything lowercase. He is right. Motherfucking humans are weak-willed. And it's not the way he's saying it. Because you're not weak-willed for craving shit that we've been, natural food that we're able to fucking digest. You're like, I don't get the fucking, like the fucking itis or, whenever you fucking eat and then you get all tired and bloated. Like, you don't feel none of that shit. On a real food diet, on a whole food diet, you don't feel none of that shit. The only time I've ever felt that shit is when I'm stuffing fucking bread and processed foods and shit like that in me. But I don't feel none of that shit after a fucking meal like that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I could go to the gym right afterwards. Like, the food is, my body knows what to do with that shit. Yeah, man, it's not fucking hard, but again, your gut microbiome is hijacked, and S. Matthew Lau, everything lowercase, is right, because motherfuckers are weak-willed, to the point where they would rather take the easy route and just go get the shit that's already been made for them, or go buy some fucking fast food where these motherfuckers that are cooking it don't even want to be there, so they hate cooking your food. And then you're absorbing that energy. It's fucking, yeah. So fuck S. Matthew Lau, everything lowercase. And fuck the Lone Star tick that is supposedly gonna make you allergic to meat. You got life fucked up. Let's see. That was, and I'm sorry to go hard on y'all guys, but it kind of does rub me the wrong way. Like I was talking to my homeboy the other day, and he told me that, you know, just even going to get something more healthy adds like $10 to $15 to your grocery ticket. And in my mind, I'm like, well, everything you should be getting should be healthy. So like, and it's like, you know, like, what do you like getting a box of fucking cereal and, you know, like what? Like, I swear to God, it's not that hard. 80-20 ground beef, some steaks if you can afford it, cooking ghee butter or beef tallow, get some fruit, get like some watermelon, some kiwi, whatever fruit you like, get fruit and get you some fucking honey, organic raw honey, and or some maple fucking syrup and some raw cheese. It's not that fucking hard. It's really not. And here's another little trick. What you could do after you're done cooking your burger or your steak with the fucking ghee butter or the beef tallow, you take that same shit that you just cooked it over and you pour it over your steak or the beef patties that you just made. And so that way you're getting that extra fat in. Like, man, like that's what your body fucking needs. It needs the good healthy fats, the good fucking healthy protein, the good K2 from the raw cheese. It's fucking the cheese that is mass produced, like that is all sliced and shit like that. That's not a real fucking cheese. Again, that's shit that is being fucked with. Our food is being fucked with in order to make motherfuckers weak and feminizing men and fucking up women's hormones. That's what modern food is doing to the modern human. And again, sorry to go hard, but it's I swear to God, it's not that fucking hard to do. It's not that fucking expensive. And then, you know, whenever you have an abundance, you know, whenever you have like a better week, or whatever, and you happen to stumble upon, a couple more dollars, just buy shit in advance. You know what I mean? Like my fucking freezer is full with steaks and I'm going to go buy some more steaks and some more ground beef. I don't need it right now. Like I have like all this shit that I need, but I have, you know, I have extra fucking money that I'm able to go do that shit with. Like, bro, it's not that fucking hard. Every extra $20, I don't want to say you have to make a fucking sacrifice, because you shouldn't be sacrificing shit for your own health and your own, because it's going to make your body feel great. And when your body feels great, your mind feels great. It's all fucking interconnected. I swear to God, it's not that fucking hard. It is not that fucking hard. I was reading I was watching a video where an entire police department raided a local newspaper in, I believe this was Kansas, in Marion County. I believe it was in Marion County. Let's see here. It says, on Wednesday in a news release. Oh, no, that's the wrong shit. But, yeah, an entire police department. Yeah, I don't feel like reading through this whole fucking... You can look this shit up. But an entire police department raided a local newspaper. Thus, again, attacking free fucking speech. But... I'm fucking crazy. We're fucking crazy. There is no attack on free speech. That's just a right-wing conspiracy. Shut the fuck up. How do you justify this shit? How do you justify an entire police department raiding a local newspaper? And then a couple of days after, once word got out and heat started coming down, they withdrew the warrant for the raid. But the message was shit. The message was sent. The damage was done. Like, you only need to do that shit one fucking time, then be like, oh, my bad. But you can't, my bad, a psychological fear. Because now these motherfuckers are going to be scared to say any motherfucking thing in the newspaper, because they could just get raided again. And this time they could all, you know what I mean? It could be worse. So again, they sent the fucking message. And, you know, after heat started coming down to them, they withdrew the search warrant, but after they already acted upon the search warrant. Again, the message was fucking sent. Can we talk $700 fucking dollars? I know I talked about it fucking earlier, but $700 fucking dollars to the people in Maui. They're fucking blocking resources because they're not government approved. Like, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck? Yo, like, this shit is fucking... We need a revolution. We need a fucking revolution. This is crazy. This shit is fucking crazy.